We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
What's the most disturbing story you've discovered through a DNA test like 23andMe? Story 1. My parents and I all took DNA tests, and I managed their profiles since theirs were done before mine was available. They each received a panicked message from a woman on the other side of the world who had matched as their daughter. She was distraught, thinking her parents had lied to her for her entire life. When I logged into my account, it showed that I had no DNA matches with my parents, which I knew to be incorrect. Plus, the fact that my mom was a young child when this woman was born made it clear that the company had swapped our results. Customer service simply said, "Oh, well," and offered a new test. My family found it amusing. But that poor woman had spent several days in distress, thinking her entire life was a lie, before I finally got her messages and responded. Story 2. About 3 years ago, I took a 23andMe test because I had always suspected, or maybe hoped, that my sister's dad was also my dad. He had been in my life from the beginning because my bio dad wasn't a great person. Well, he turned out not to be my father, and neither was the man I grew up believing was my dad. My sister-in-law did some digging and found my real biological father. He was the one who reached out, took a DNA test, and wanted to meet me and my children and introduce me to my siblings. For a while, I held off because it was such a shock, and I felt like things were moving really quickly. 4 months after we had first started talking, we met, and I was welcomed with open arms by everyone. Even though it was still a little weird and I was incredibly nervous, I'm glad I took the chance to meet him. He passed away from complications due to COVID just 8 months after we found out he was my real dad. Story 3. I grew up pretty normal for the most part. Divorced parents, but a happy life. I wanted to learn about my ancestry since I didn't know anything past my paternal great-grandmother's maiden name. I got the results this past Christmas Eve. I found a half-sister, along with 2 other half-siblings, who was too old to be my dad's. He would have been a literal child. I put 2 and 2 together and realized my dad is not my biological father. I can't ask my mom. She's passed away. My biological father is also gone, and no one seems to know anything. The few people I've told, no one from my dad's side, too afraid to break that news, are shocked. I know nothing about this man except his name and his mother's name, who I believe is also gone. I just found out this massive revelation so suddenly and then hit a dead end just as fast. It was definitely an interesting and dramatic Christmas. I'm 55% Swiss, though, which is surprisingly random. Story 4. This isn't my personal story, but one that's well known around Ireland. In the 1980s, a deceased infant was discovered on a beach in South Kerry. The child had been stabbed multiple times. A massive investigation was launched, and appeals were made for the mother to come forward. In Ireland's darker history, women, especially unmarried mothers, were treated terribly. A woman on the opposite side of the country was wrongly accused of the crime and of dumping the body 3 hours away. She had given birth to a stillborn baby, which was buried on their farmland. Her family was coerced into signing false confessions by the police, claiming she had killed the baby found in South Kerry, even though she hadn't. Fast forward to 2022, a married couple from South Kerry, now middle-aged, were arrested on suspicion of killing the infant. Their child, who was in their 20s, had submitted DNA to an ancestry site. They received matches, and one of them was connected to the murdered baby found on the beach. They haven't been convicted. The trial hasn't taken place yet. Story 5. I'm adopted and was hoping to find out family information, and hopefully, who my birth parents were. I found out my birth father had been convicted of sexually abusing the children of one of his girlfriends and is currently serving 45 years. He also committed multiple armed robberies in the past. On top of that, he's involved in some bizarre beliefs, such as the idea that Africans are the real Native Americans, which he's using in an attempt to get out of prison. I'm not even sure he genuinely believes any of it, but he did a DNA test to try and claim Native American heritage. That whole side of my gene pool is into strange religious ideologies. Also, the man my birth father believed was his dad isn't actually his father. His mom had an affair, and his real dad, my grandfather, had just recently gotten out of prison for attempted murder before he died of COVID. I'm fairly certain he was involved in the drug trade in Miami in the 1980s as well. Safe to say, I want absolutely no contact with anyone from that side. My other half is Native American, and the stories are equally tragic about the trauma of residential schools and being forcibly relocated to Indian territory. They were even given the last name orphan because all of their family had died. Also, my birth mother was essentially taken from her family and placed with a white family. None of her siblings even know she exists. I feel beyond lucky that I didn't grow up in any of that environment. Story 6. Not me, but I have two stories from people I know personally. The first one is about my aunt and uncle, who were married for years and had multiple children. Eventually, my uncle passed away. A few years later, my aunt received a Facebook message from a random woman who had found out through 23andMe that they were related. Turns out my uncle had been cheating on my aunt, and this woman was his biological daughter. Probably not an uncommon story, but definitely heartbreaking for my aunt to learn he had lived a double life for over 25 years. The second story is both wild and heartwarming. My friend found out she was adopted through a 23andMe test. The crazy part is that, growing up, she was always told she was a twin. She has a sister the same age, and they look similar enough that no one questioned it. But the truth is, they were never biologically related at all. Her adoptive parents never told them, and it wasn't until after both parents had passed away that she received a DNA kit as a gift and discovered the truth. The heartwarming twist is that she was able to connect with her biological father, who never even knew she existed, but had always wanted a child. So she gained a loving parent figure, and he finally got the daughter he had always hoped for. A strange story with a beautiful ending. Story 7. I've got two stories. My friend always knew she was the result of a sperm donor. She signed up for 23andMe and ended up discovering she had a half-sister. Then another, and another, and another. I think she's found over 24 now. Almost all of them are half-sisters, and they all look incredibly similar. They've tracked down their biological father, and apparently he donated sperm in multiple states over several years. He wasn't intentionally trying to have dozens of children, but because he moved states, the usual donation limits didn't catch up with him. The second story is more personal. One of my family members took a DNA test and found a cousin, but that cousin had a single mother and was born in California, while we live in the Midwest. No one knows who the father is. It's probably one of my uncles who has since passed away. Based on my family history, with lots of infidelity, teenage pregnancies, kids being raised by grandparents as their parents, and people not knowing who their real fathers are, I've chosen not to sign up. I just don't want to open that door. Sometimes ignorance really is bliss. Story 8. My partner's mother had an affair after her second child and ended up pregnant with the third. Her husband, my partner's supposed dad, never bonded with him the way he did with the older siblings or the three kids from his previous relationship. It became obvious as my partner grew up. He was blonde, blue-eyed, slim, and academically inclined, while his five older siblings had darker features, were overweight, and not particularly academic. His dad passed away 15 years ago and never had a strong relationship with him, likely because he suspected he wasn't the biological father. Last December, during my pregnancy, we decided it was time for my partner to take a 23andMe test, just to have some proof before possibly reaching out to the man believed to be his biological father. And it's a good thing he did. It turns out that his sibling's father was actually his real father the whole time. Genetics can be unpredictable, and the alleged affair was just a misleading assumption. Story 9. I found out that my ex-girlfriend was actually my cousin. In college, I became a DJ at the student radio station and ended up meeting her through that. We became close friends almost instantly, and after a few months, she built up the courage to ask me out. When we started seriously talking and learning more about each other, we kept discovering more and more things we had in common. She was born in the same small town, 4,000 people, as my grandmother, and her middle name is my grandmother's name. Wow, cool coincidence. We both had a family history of BPD and Raynaud's. Hey, we'll know how to take care of each other. Laying our arms next to each other, they looked nearly identical. It's like we were made for each other. After about a month of talking, she invited me to her apartment to cuddle and talk while she worked on some school assignments. Things got heated and we were making out when we both had this moment of shared deja vu, like this had happened before. We continued for a bit, but didn't go further before she had to leave to pick up her roommate. The next day, she blew up on me over text, blocked me on everything, and was basically just gone from my life. I was really hurt and confused because I genuinely liked her, but she'd been pretty inconsistent, BPD.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
And in the end, it was probably for the best. A few months later, I was talking to my uncle before Christmas dinner. He's a big genealogy enthusiast and has mapped out hundreds of years of our family tree on Ancestry. When I joined the conversation, he was talking about visiting a gravesite from a relative in the 1700s. I wasn't paying much attention, just sipping my drink, until he started talking about my grandmother and her siblings. I started learning about my great-aunt, and suddenly I felt sick because everything clicked into place. My great-aunt is my ex's grandmother. My ex is named after my grandmother, who is her grandmother's sister. We share the same bone structure and the same predisposed medical conditions because we're from the same family. I haven't contacted her to tell her, because how do you even say something like that? Hey, remember when we dated and almost crossed a serious line? Turns out we're cousins. Glad we didn't go further. I'm absolutely never telling my family either. It just feels like one of those secrets to take to the grave. Story 10. Not a horror story, but a few years ago, I did 23andMe for fun. I'm half Filipina and half white, and while I think I have some of my mom's features, I never looked anything like my dad. I have a younger brother, and he looks like an exact mix of both our parents. I thought it might be fun to find out if I was the odd one out with some unexpected biological father. I didn't get along with my dad as a child due to abuse, etc. I did the test and found out I'm exactly what I thought. Half Filipina and half white, European and Irish descent. I was matched to a ton of people who shared less than 1% DNA with me, so I didn't think much of it and moved on. Then a couple of years later, I got a message from a woman who matched 28% DNA with me. After some back and forth, we realized we had the same biological father. She's only 1 month younger than me. She had been adopted as a toddler from the Philippines, and the orphanage only told her that her biological father was in the U.S. military and that her mother had been a very young bar hostess. My dad was in the Navy until I was a baby, and my parents actually split when I was a teenager because he cheated on my mom and got another woman pregnant. I told my family about this new discovery of having a half-sister. My brother was shocked and kind of excited. My mom just said she wasn't surprised and added that I might have dozens of half-siblings around the world. Story 11. Not really a horror story, but my aunt is really into ancestry and DNA research. Last year, she got a message through one of the websites from a young woman who said she believed my aunt was her aunt. Most of the family found out, and we were all having fun trying to figure out who the father might be. My grandparents had 8 kids. We narrowed it down to one uncle who was often off on adventures and hard to reach for weeks or months at a time. Basically, the whole family knew and was just waiting for him to resurface so we could tell him the news. A few weeks later, he got in touch and we told him he had a child. Over the next few months, even more of his children started showing up. It turns out he had been a sperm donor and didn't realize he had any biological kids. These kids are now just reaching adulthood, which is why they're starting to look for their roots. There could still be plenty more out there. Story 12. My uncle has always looked very different from the rest of his siblings, which led to a lifetime of jokes about how he must be the neighbor's kid or something. Well, turns out he actually is the neighbor's kid. According to that neighbor, whom my grandparents no longer live near, they and my grandparents were involved in a swinging lifestyle, and my grandmother got pregnant during that time. They all apparently agreed not to question it, even though they knew it was a possibility. My grandfather has always been a more conservative, proper gentleman type, so the story doesn't quite seem like something he'd be involved in. But no one really wants to bring it up to ask him if it's true, and unfortunately, asking my grandmother is no longer possible. It does, however, seem like something she might have done. Story 13. My mom is an orphan. She took the test and discovered she's a fifth-generation orphan on the maternal side. Yes, her mom, her grandmother, her great-grandmother, and her great-great-grandmother were all orphans. Her maternal grandfather went to prison for 5 years for arson after he was caught burning down his house for insurance money during the Great Depression in the 1930s. On her paternal side, her grandfather was murdered on a bridge over a river in Kentucky while smuggling whiskey during Prohibition. His killer served only 4 years in prison, and the case is still used as a precedent in Kentucky's Court of Appeals. Both of these events happened within 5 years of each other and one state apart. All of this makes sense if you know my mom. She once stabbed my dad in the chest with a fork and tried to run him over with her Dodge Dart Demon in the 70s. Now suddenly, all the wild things I've done in life make a whole lot more sense. Story 14. I've always been interested in genealogy, so I took a test about 10 years ago and found out we were Scottish. Being surprised and intrigued, my uncle, my mom's brother, decided to take the test too, along with my grandpa. Then we suddenly got a notification of a close relation with a woman in her late 40s. Turns out she's my mom and uncle's half-sister. She had been searching for her dad for most of her life. She remembered him up until she was about 8 years old, but was just young enough not to fully remember his last name. So she turned to DNA testing to eventually find him. We were shocked. My grandpa had always been seen as a man of integrity, so it didn't fit with the image we had of him. He was still alive and admitted the truth right away. They got to meet and developed a relationship before he passed away about 2 years later. I'm so happy she found him and got the chance to know him after all those years. She's a wonderful person who's been through a lot in life. I think my mom has had some trouble accepting her as a sister, but I've kept in touch with her as my surprise aunt. It's not often you get to expand your family unexpectedly, so I've tried my best to embrace it. Story 15. I had been seeing a girl for about 2 years when she became pregnant. There were some strange things going on at the time, and I had a gut feeling something was off. I spoke to a good friend, and he insisted I get a DNA test. He said he'd seen too many cases where someone found out years later that their child wasn't biologically theirs, but by then it was too late because they were emotionally attached. I still supported my partner through the pregnancy. When the child was born, I couldn't shake the feeling that the baby wasn't mine. This was during the COVID period, so logistics were complicated. I ordered the tests and, after a while, got the samples, sent them off, and waited. It was a long and difficult process. In total, I took care of that child for 6 months, keeping up appearances the entire time. I had to look like a good father, a supportive partner, like everything was fine. When I got the results, it confirmed the child wasn't mine. That was over 3 years ago. I still think about it every single day. Story 16. A friend of mine took a 23andMe test and found out he had a daughter from a brief fling 24 years earlier, just before he joined the Navy and went off to boot camp. He discovered he had a 23-year-old daughter he never knew about, with someone he barely remembered. This all happened around Halloween. He was thrilled. I had never seen him so happy. We all thought it might be a great chance for him to reconnect with lost family. A couple of weeks later, he was talking to his new daughter every day, trying to build a relationship. He learned she had struggled with substance issues and didn't get along with her mother, who had told her he had died overseas. The daughter claimed she was clean, but said her boyfriend wasn't. She told him her mom had addiction issues and painted a pretty negative picture. Wanting to help, he offered to have her come stay with him for a couple of weeks to escape the toxic environment. This was just before Thanksgiving 2 years ago. He thought she'd come alone, but she brought her boyfriend. My friend tried to take on a fatherly role, but he was met with immediate pushback. She accused him of being controlling and said she couldn't trust him. He backed off and let the boyfriend stay. During the times he had to leave for work, things got worse. She started going through his belongings and stealing money. He told me it was obvious she wasn't being honest and likely still using, but he really wanted things to work and gave her a lot of chances. She trashed his house and kept taking things. When he finally confronted her, she denied it, and so did the boyfriend. It led to a huge argument, the boyfriend got aggressive, and my friend ended up kicking them both out. The daughter then told him she never wanted to hear from him again. He was heartbroken but said he was at least able to return most of the holiday gifts he'd bought for her. When I asked how much she had stolen, he said a couple $1,000s. Shortly after they cut contact, the daughter's mother reached out and demanded 18 years of back child support. My friend had a good job and said he could pay it in a lump sum if needed. That apparently motivated her to get a lawyer. She came back asking for $1 million. They eventually settled for less than $500,000. He said he could make the payments and wouldn't worry about it. This was about a week before Christmas, but after everything, he completely shut down. He ended up taking his life the day after Christmas. He was a good guy. I miss him every day. Story 17. I found out that I had a high percentage of indigenous DNA, which led me down a rabbit hole of family secrets. It turned out that my father and his siblings had all attended residential schools and were ashamed of their heritage. I tried asking my father about his mother, my grandmother, who, according to my cousins, is fully indigenous. But my father denied it and insisted that we had zero indigenous ancestry. I always suspected we had some sort of mix in our family tree involving indigenous peoples, maybe a distant ancestor, but I had no idea that my grandmother had been stripped of her mother tongue and culture. My aunts and uncles were forced to attend a school designed to erase their heritage. It's heartbreaking to realize how much was hidden and how deeply that shame was internalized. Story 18. My parents divorced when I was 6. But my dad was a truly awful person. He was abusive toward my mom and sister for years. He cheated on my mom, got another woman pregnant, and then asked my mom to raise that child. He was manipulative and cruel. In 2020, I found out I had a brother from yet another woman. My father had assaulted her, and she became pregnant. When he contacted her 3 months later, she told him, If you contact me again, I'll call the police. Rightfully so. I met my half-brother in 2021 at my niece's wedding. He turned out to be a good person and a doctor. He's the spitting image of our father and even has a bit of a temper, but he's kind and accomplished. I'm so glad he wasn't raised by our father. I often wonder what my life would have been like without that man's influence. Now I know I would have been a better person and achieved more. We may share a horrible parent, but I believe my siblings and I are better off having grown without him. Story 19. I remember my great-grandma walking me to school when I was in the fourth grade. She brought me all the way to my classroom, and all the other kids saw her. At lunch, I kept getting asked why I had a white grandmother. My great-grandma had very light skin, straight reddish-blonde hair, and light blue eyes, but she was black. All eight of her kids also had blue, green, or hazel eyes, and many of her grandkids inherited those same features. We were always told it was because we had Native American ancestry. Fast forward about 15 years, and I got my DNA results back. Turns out my DNA is 17% Irish. Both of my parents are black, both of my grandparents were black, and I believe both of my great-grandparents were black too. But it turns out my great-grandma was raised by a black family because she was mixed race. Her biological mother was white. When she was born, she was dropped off at a black church and left there. It's wild to realize how much of our family history we didn't truly know. Story 20. My cousin's kids bought her a DNA kit as a Christmas present, just for fun. My cousin did the test and discovered she had a half-sister living in the same town, and they shared the same biological father. Long story short, it turns out her biological father was not the man who raised her. That man was a devoted dad, raised her, and left everything to her when he passed from COVID. My aunt, who had divorced him when my cousin was little, was confronted, but she now suffers from severe dementia. She only recognizes the name of my cousin's biological father as someone who used to give her jukebox money when they were teens. So either my aunt knew that her daughter's biological father wasn't her husband and forgot due to dementia, or she never realized that he was the real father all along. What makes this hard is that all parties are either deceased or suffering from memory loss, so I doubt they'll ever get the full story. Story 21. I found a cousin I never knew existed. My great aunt got pregnant at 18 out of wedlock by a Jewish man, while her family was old money Catholic. My great grandparents didn't approve, but fortunately, the baby was adopted by a very kind family. I think my great grandparents made sure of that, at least. She reached out to me, and I was shocked when I realized who her biological mother was. I have no idea if my aunt's three daughters from her marriage know. One of them is only about 7 years younger than her. She's asked me if they know about her, and I told her honestly that I don't know, and I'm afraid to ask. I did bring it up with another great aunt to see if it would be okay to talk to the family about it, and she said she'd look into it, but never followed up. I did let my cousin know, on behalf of my grandmother, that she was always loved and thought about. Story 22. My dad walked away from my sister and me when I was three, and basically never looked back. I've seen him only a handful of times in the last 50 years. I can count them on one hand. When he found out I was doing DNA testing, he called to tell me, before the results came back, that he had a brother he had never met. Apparently, my grandfather went to Korea, got a nurse pregnant while sick with malaria, and then walked away. He only met that son once when the man was in his 30s. Apparently, being a bad father runs in the family. Sure enough, that man's children and grandchildren showed up in my DNA matches. But that wasn't all. On my mom's side, I had an uncle who was schizophrenic. He always told us he had six kids. We only knew of one. Then another showed up when I was in my 20s, and now I found another. I suspect I'll eventually find them all. He passed away 20 years ago, but now it feels like collecting Pokemon, except it's cousins. It's tough being the one who has to explain to these people what was really going on. Their mothers may have told them something, but hearing the truth from me is a whole different story. Story 23. Thanks to 23andMe, it turned out that my stepsister was the result of an affair between my dad and my stepmom, while both were still married to other people. They were neighbors at the time. My mom left my dad because of his infidelity, though she didn't know about the pregnancy. Afterward, he got engaged to several different women over the next 5 years before finally marrying my stepmother. They had my stepsister raised by her mother's husband, who believed she was his miracle rainbow baby. They constantly spoke poorly of him and were aggressive in court trying to get money from him, even though they knew he wasn't her biological father. Then my stepsister took a DNA test. That's when everything unraveled. They tried lying to cover it up, and her mom still refuses to take responsibility or tell the full truth. Apparently, my stepsister had voiced suspicions as a teen, but her mother gaslit her into dropping it. The DNA test confirmed everything, so I gained a half-sister. And then a few weeks later, I found out I was actually adopted. So no half-sister. I'm not even biologically related. Suddenly, a lot of past treatment made sense. I found all of this out last June while living overseas. My father was also starting to fight a very treatable form of cancer, which he's now using as an excuse to avoid dealing with the fallout. It's a total emotional mess. Story 24. I discovered two major things through DNA testing. My family has always taken pride in being Italian, especially since my father grew up in an area full of Italian immigrants. My sister wanted someone to take the test to confirm if we had Native American or any unique ancestry for her applications. Since she didn't want to do it, and it was during COVID, I volunteered. Though I found the idea off-putting, I did it. Turns out I'm not Native American or Italian at all. I'm 0% Italian. Instead, I'm 30% Irish and 15% German. The rest is a mix of Scottish, French, and other European backgrounds. I've only told my mother since my sister lost interest after hearing we were entirely European. Then I got a match with a first cousin, which led me to discover my father's birth mother and the scandal behind his birth. He was the result of an affair between a married doctor and a nurse. They chose adoption, and that's how I came to be. I also uncovered a lot about my mom's side. My great aunt always said we descended from English nobility, and it turns out she was right. I found out our family emigrated to Pennsylvania as wealthy Quakers. I have ancestors who fought in the American Revolution and others who fought for the Union in the Civil War. That was a nice surprise. Story 25. It's not a true horror story, but it made me sad to learn that I was lied to. Growing up, I was told I had a very diverse background. Family members would point out certain features and name the heritage they believed it came from. I spent a lot of time researching and connecting with those associated cultures over the years. I was told I had Native American heritage from various tribes and Asian heritage from various nations, with the majority of my ancestry being Eastern European. Genetically, I'm 99.9% Northwestern European. I know genetic testing isn't a perfect science, but I did some deep digging into my family history. The most likely explanation I've found is that I come from a long line of white supremacists, sadly confirmed, and the last couple of generations invented a fake ancestry, complete with stories that our distant female ancestors cheated on their husbands, to either distance themselves from that past or to make themselves feel special. I just wish they had unlearned their intense racism instead of building elaborate lies. The one upside is that I haven't come across any unknown siblings. My father was unfaithful and manipulative, and I thought there was a good chance he had secret children out there. That's the real reason I took the test in the first place. Story 26. This just happened to my best friend. He was all over the place when he told me, so apologies if I get some of the details wrong. His partner, let's call her Deb, is really into ancestry research, and with her birthday coming up, his gift to her was a 23andMe kit. In her excitement, Deb told her parents about the gift. After hearing this, her dad texted her to say that she might find out some things, mainly that he isn't her biological father. It turns out Deb was conceived through artificial insemination because her dad was infertile, and they used a sperm donor. Deb doesn't understand why her parents never told her. Deb's mom had always wanted to tell her together with Deb's dad, but her dad jumped the gun and told Deb himself. He then asked Deb not to say anything about what he told her and to act surprised during the planned family conversation. This made Deb really uncomfortable. So when the three of them finally sat down to talk, Deb pretended to be surprised like her dad had asked. But during the conversation, he left his phone on the table, unlocked with the messages asking her to pretend pulled up. Deb's mom saw the text after their conversation. Now, because of that dishonesty and some other unresolved issues, Deb's mom has decided to file for divorce. Story 27. My mom got pregnant with me while she was in college, and I'm not sure she ever told my biological father. They weren't in a relationship, and it might have honestly been a one-night stand. I finally got the courage to ask her in middle school, and she told me his name. In my early 20s, I searched for him online and eventually found him years later. He didn't remember my mom, but since it had been so long, he agreed to do a paternity test. It turns out he wasn't my father. My mom had truly believed he was, and she clearly judged herself harshly for having slept with two people so close together. I didn't care about that part. I was just crushed to realize I might never know who my biological father is. She couldn't remember any other possible names. A few years later, in my late 20s, I did 23andMe. Not to find anyone, just to learn about my heritage. For years, there were no close matches. Then in my early 30s, I matched with a great aunt, not from my mom's side. We started talking and eventually pieced together who my biological father was. My great aunt contacted my grandmother, and her story was shocking. My grandmother was the result of an affair my great grandfather had. He never acknowledged her or had a relationship with her. In fact, my great aunt and her siblings didn't even know about my grandmother until they were in their 70s. Story 28. I recently had a second cousin reach out to me, asking if I knew anything about her father. After talking for a while, I realized that her father's father was my uncle. This particular uncle, now deceased, just happened to be the pastor of a holiness church, the kind with loud preaching, shouting, and speaking in tongues. He went to college, the first in our family, to become a pastor and served at the same church until his death. My family was very proud of him, and he was the big figure at every family event. If someone got married, he officiated. If someone passed away, he presided over the funeral. I went to visit my aunt and told her that our uncle had a child outside of his marriage. She immediately knew who I was referring to. It turns out he had a few girlfriends in his congregation. My cousin's father had even attended the church where my uncle preached, yet was never acknowledged. He looked exactly like my uncle. Everyone knew, but no one ever said anything. And all the while, he continued preaching and condemning others for doing the very same things he had done himself. Story 29. This one isn't from a DNA test, but it's a wild discovery. My grandfather got really into building our family tree. He traced our paternal line all the way back to the 1400s. In the process, he also discovered that his wife's grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, wasn't who he said he was. He turned out to be a fraudster who deserted his first family, stole his boss's identity, name and all, and ran away with the boss's daughter, I think. But then somehow he ended up having children, including my great-grandparent, with that woman's daughter from a previous relationship. It's all super wild. My grandmother was mortified when she found out, and we never mentioned it in front of her. He's now nicknamed the scoundrel in our family. We also always knew my mom's second cousin is redacted, a minor celebrity, and she comes from that same line. She still goes by the name that our shared ancestor stole. I really hope she ends up on Who Do You Think You Are? It would be fun to see. I've never checked any of this with DNA testing, because unless someone else in the family does it too, I'm not sure it would confirm anything. Story 30. After returning from a trip to Portugal, my granny wondered why so many people there kept approaching her and speaking Portuguese. It turns out she's around 8% Iberian, and that was enough for her to be mistaken as a local everywhere she went. She's 70% Native American, 20% Irish, 8% Iberian, and a tiny bit English mixed in. On the other side, her husband, my grandfather, was Welsh, French, and Scandinavian. On my father's side, we're as close to 100% Native American as it gets. It's safe to assume he also had a bit of French or English ancestry. All of his ancestors lived in the Great Lakes and Hudson's Bay region for generations. I'm Ojibwe and Woodlands Cree. We eventually confirmed that my granny's grandmother was Irish. She had been dropped off on a reserve as an infant, and her parent died before they could tell anyone on the reserve who she was. She was pale white, freckled, had fiery red hair, and her first language was Ojibwe. She only learned English, so they wouldn't take my granny away again after returning from residential school, because they were told that if they spoke Ojibwe to their children, those children would never be returned. My granny still dreams in Ojibwe. I sometimes wonder if my great-great-grandmother dreamed in Irish. Story 31. Background. My birth mother dropped me off at social services when I was 6 years old. Honestly, it's the best thing she could have ever done. She was the worst example of a parent. I lived in over 20 foster homes between ages 6 and 11, and then I was adopted. My birth mother was also adopted, So I never thought I'd know anything about my heritage. I've always jokingly called myself a mutt. For my birthday 1 year, a friend gave me a MyHeritage test. I took it, and up popped my birth mother. Yay, cool, don't care. Still, I got the courage to message her and ask who my birth father was. No surprise there. She had no idea. No name, no location, nothing. I decided to take an ancestry test since the pool is larger. And then my birth father popped up. I waited to see if he'd respond, and he did. Long story short, he had no idea I existed. He was drinking heavily during that time and cheating on his wife. He didn't even remember my birth mother. He told me he has 5 kids and no major medical issues I need to worry about. Then he dropped a bomb. He asked me to delete my profile because one of his kids had gotten into ancestry research and he didn't want them to find out about me. He was worried his wife would leave him and his kids would be upset. Blah, blah. I just said, fine, have a good life. But at least now I know I'm 56% Scandinavian. Story 32. I did all 3 major DNA tests. Family Tree DNA, Ancestry DNA, and 23andMe. Yikes. Be careful what you ask for. I'm adopted, so I had no idea about my biological family. I ended up discovering over 15 siblings from my biological father's side, just from those who've taken tests. Who knows how many more are out there? It was heartbreaking to be contacted by women who were happy to learn that the man they thought was their father wasn't biologically related to them. Several of them told me that man had abused them for years. Learning he wasn't their real father brought them some emotional relief, even if only a small one. After a few years of finding half-siblings, I was contacted by a younger woman who thought I might be her aunt. Turns out, I'm actually her half-sister. Through her, I learned that our shared biological father was truly a serial abandoner. Multiple families, multiple kids he never met or supported. I did the math and realized that my biological mother was 14 when he, a 27-year-old, got her pregnant. There are other surprises, but honestly, learning about my biological family isn't a top priority anymore. Now I care more about learning the history of the people who actually raised me, the couple who gave me a real family. Story 33. When I, F59, was 15, my mother's birth sister found her, and my mom was thrilled. Long story short, she moved south to be near her sister and ended up meeting her biological parents and extended family. It turned out her birth father was 100% Native American. Choctaw, I believe. My mom had dark hair and a complexion that made this seem completely accurate. Fast forward to me about 10 years ago. I did 23andMe, mostly to learn about my father's side. When the results came in, surprise. I had almost no Native American ancestry. It was something like 0.67%. I'm 97.9% English and Irish, which made no sense. If my maternal grandfather was full-blooded Native American, how could that be? The only conclusion I could come to is that his wife either had an affair or was assaulted by someone who wasn't Native. I've never mentioned this to anyone. My mom has passed, and so have her birth parents. I'm still in touch with her sister, and I wouldn't dream of hurting her by revealing this. Another surprise from 23andMe came 3 years ago, when I was contacted by a woman in Minnesota who, according to our DNA, is my niece. I have 2 older brothers, 1 living, and both of us are gay and have no kids. It took me a moment to process that my oldest brother had fathered a child he never knew about. He'd been estranged from the family for years before he passed in 2002. You might wonder how I can be sure he didn't know about her, but I knew him, and if he'd known, he would have shown up for her. My other brother agrees. Unfortunately, our niece's mother struggled with addiction and was abusive. She had a terrible childhood, but now in her 30s, she's married with 2 kids and is a nurse practitioner in an ER. She's doing everything to give her children the kind of life she never had. I met her once during a weekend trip to New York, and we've kept in touch ever since. I just wish I had known about her sooner. It's been a fairly happy ending, even if it meant giving up the idea that I was 1/4 Native American. Story 34. 2 brothers we didn't know about. 1, Ari, was born before my sister and me. We found out about him in 2020, and he's the child of both our parents. The other, Sean, we discovered in 2017. He was born after our parents divorced and shares only our mother's DNA. All the grandparents and parents involved are gone now, and our half-brother Sean still doesn't know who his father is. even though he matches someone in that family. No one is stepping forward with the truth or the DNA to confirm it. Here's how it all came to light. My sister had put a baby up for adoption in the 90s. As an adult, that child took a DNA test to find their family and match with Sean, who knew he was adopted and had submitted his DNA, hoping to find his roots. We learned from Sean that he had reached out to our mom back in 2004, asking for medical history. She ignored him completely. I haven't met either of my brothers. My older sister has met them both, and they've kept in touch casually. It's really hard learning something so important was hidden from us our whole lives. We always believed we were our parents' only children. We also thought my sister was the oldest grandchild. We do know our mom's father at least knew about Sean. A friend of our mother's told us how she had driven my mom to a hospital, paid by our grandfather to make sure she left Oakland County, Michigan. He was an executive at General Motors and didn't want anyone in town to find out that his unmarried daughter was pregnant in the early 60s. Sean was put up for adoption out of shame. Honestly, I think DNA testing is making that shame resurface in family after family. People took their secrets to the grave, never realizing that DNA would one day reveal everything. There are so many families out there who buried the truth because of shame, and now it's all coming out. Story 35. Found out my grandpa wasn't my grandpa, and I'm not the first doctor in the family. My paternal grandfather was diagnosed with schizophrenia during World War II, a fact that wasn't disclosed to us until after my grandmother passed. He and my grandma raised two kids, my dad and my aunt. After my grandma died, I cared for him for a month, but we had to place him in a nursing home after he stopped taking his medication and kept wandering off and getting hurt while I was at work. I thought it was dementia. He was a veteran, and we were surprised at the level of care the government provided for him. He passed away in 2016. In 2020, while halfway through my PhD program and pregnant, I took a 23andMe test just for fun. I noticed that my paternal cousin was showing up with 5% shared DNA instead of the expected 10%. I brushed it off, thinking maybe DNA is just strange sometimes. I mean, I'm not a medical doctor. I forgot about the results until Easter 2021. I was over 8 months pregnant, and my grandfather's schizophrenia was on my mind due to concerns about genetic inheritance. During a post-dinner hike, a family tradition, my dad casually told me that the man I knew as grandpa was definitely not my biological grandfather. Apparently, my aunt had taken an ancestry test and received a message from a man claiming to be her half-brother. She was one of the first sperm donor babies in the U.S., and her biological father was a doctor. For some reason, they switched donors when it came to my dad. My dad also took a DNA test and discovered a half-sister living in England. She had been adopted and was searching for her biological father. Being adopted gave her access to different services than sperm donor offspring, so she was able to hire a geneticist. The geneticist found our shared biological grandfather, who, as my mom noted, was a real doctor. Not only that, his father was a doctor, and his son is a doctor. Apparently, I come from a long line of doctors. My half-aunt in England tried reaching out to another half-aunt, who ignored her. I tried reaching out too, also ignored. Interestingly, that half-aunt wrote an autobiography about death that focuses on our biological grandfather's passing. At least we got to read that. I might try contacting my half-uncles or cousins one day, but for now, I'm just letting life unfold. As for not being the first doctor, I proudly wore my first-generation cord at graduation. If the grandfather who raised me were still alive, he would have been so proud. Family is about more than just genetics. Story 36. I found a grandfather through 23andMe and had no idea how we were related, aside from my parents and him being from the same area. After I did Ancestry DNA, I found even more relatives with the same last name as this grandfather. I assumed the labeling was wrong or that it was just some weird DNA fluke. I called my paternal aunt, who's really into genealogy, to ask about the last name. She didn't recognize it. Then she said, "Well, some of your cousins and I did Ancestry DNA, but none of them showed up in my matches." So I immediately called my mom and asked her to walk me through the months leading up to my conception. She explained that she had just left her ex-husband, T, and gotten back with the guy she assumed was my dad, C. She had been with both of them within a week of each other. Being 19 in the 80s, she wasn't tracking ovulation or anything like that. She just really believed C was my father. Well, guess what? She was wrong. Thankfully, she had kept in touch with T, so she told him I was probably his child, based on the DNA results. I was honestly relieved that C wasn't my dad. He wasn't a good person. T and I started talking, and I began building out his family tree. His mother had passed away years ago, and he hadn't heard from his own father since he was 4. We found almost nothing about his dad, but he also wasn't the grandfather in my DNA matches. Then it hit me. What if T was the illegitimate child of the man in my matches? I reached out and asked if he had known someone with T's mother's name around the time of T's conception. At first, he didn't recall, but then he sent a photo. He still had a picture of them together, dated the month and year T was conceived. A few months later, T took a 23andMe test, and it confirmed everything. So I found out that my dad wasn't my dad, and my biological dad found out his dad wasn't his dad. For several years, I never told C he wasn't my father. But after he showed up drunk to my wedding, I cut him out of my life and finally told him the truth about the paternity results. Story 37. More sad than horrifying, but here goes. I always knew I was adopted by my father. My mother had me with her old boss. His daughter from a previous relationship became ill with leukemia, and their relationship ended when he moved to another state. He was significantly older, and my mother never heard from either of them again. I tried hard to reconnect after a medical incident, but even though my mom tried to support me, other family members would shut me down every time I started looking. I gave up around 2019 and didn't check 23andMe again for a long time. When I finally logged in this year, I found a message from 2021. It was from a man who had seen that I was searching for my father. I contacted him and learned that both my biological father and half-sister had passed away in the year after he had messaged me. Both died of cancer. My sister was only a few years older than me. I wish I had seen that message earlier, especially for the chance to connect with her. The man who contacted me was kind enough to share some family photos and tell me a bit about them. It wasn't the outcome I hoped for, but I'm grateful to have learned something about the family I never got to meet. Story 38. I got a 23andMe test for free, thanks to an Amazon error. I took it and told my mom. She had a few ancestry DNA tests lying around that she hadn't taken, so she gave one to me and one to my husband. My 23andMe test came back, and there was no Dutch ancestry listed, which was strange considering the man who raised me is 100% Dutch. I didn't think much of it, but it raised red flags for my mom. She asked for my login info to update the genealogy charts that she and her husband had been working on. When my ancestry test results came in, two people I had never heard of showed up as my grandparents on my father's side. 24 hours later, my mom confessed that she'd had a one-night stand while married and wasn't 100% sure who my father was until those results came in. That was in February 2021. I met my biological father in March 2021 and was warmly welcomed by his side of the family. I found out I have two more half-siblings, and, strangely enough, the sister I grew up with and my new brother were in the same grade at the same elementary school. The man who raised me has since gaslighted me to the point that I've cut off contact with him and with most of that side of the family. It's been a lot to process, but I've found peace with the truth and where I belong now. Story 39. My mom told me when I was a teenager that her first husband, the man I thought was my dad, wasn't my biological father. When I was 21, I got an ancestry test for Christmas and began my search. All I knew was that my mom had briefly dated a stripper in the 90s, but she only knew him by his stage name, and he disappeared shortly afterward. She believed he was Native American. I matched with several second and third cousins on what I assumed was my dad's side, and they were all African American. But none of their family trees included anyone who matched the description of my father. I only had 5% African DNA and 0 Native American DNA. After a while, I gave up. Fast forward 3 years. My mom's first husband passed away. I felt a sudden urge to restart the search. I stumbled across a Facebook page for old-timers who frequented the club where my mom met the dancer. I contacted anyone who would respond and even reached out to the old club owner, but his memory was failing after a recent stroke. I started looking through old photos of the dancers to see if I resembled anyone. I found one guy who seemed like a possibility. I contacted him, and we met up and took a DNA test. It was negative. Disappointed, I confronted my mom again and asked for real answers. She suddenly remembered a night when she found out her boyfriend had left town. She went to an after party with a bouncer who, based on her description, might be my father. But she had been drinking and couldn't remember much else. Skip to 2023. I randomly returned to that Facebook page and scanned the photos again. I came across a group picture and saw someone I had briefly considered before. This time I reached out to a bouncer who had helped me in the past and asked if he could identify the man. He told me his stage name and mentioned the club he worked at in another state. Apparently, that group had traveled to do shows. I found another Facebook page dedicated to that club and went through hundreds of photos. My father was in nearly every single one. He was their star dancer, and I am his spitting image. It's almost eerie. I contacted him through the group admin, and he confirmed that he had been at the same club my mom visited during the year I was conceived. He said I'm the only child he knows of and was excited to meet and do a DNA test. I started asking about his family background. He said his mother was Filipino and had a child with a pilot during World War II who later went missing in action. He gave me a name, and I searched every archive I could find, but the dates and ages didn't quite line up. My guess is that the pilot had another family back home or didn't want to take responsibility. I also uploaded my raw DNA to GEDmatch to get a more detailed analysis, and it showed I'm 30% Spanish and have other Asian ancestry, contrary to Ancestry's results, which said I was basically just white. The island his mother is from doesn't have DNA test kit coverage, which likely explains the lack of close matches. My guess is that his father was either an only child or born outside of marriage, which could explain why no one seems to know him. The whole thing still blows my mind. I haven't met my biological father in person yet, but I know he's my dad. And for now, that's enough. Story 40. I took an ancestry DNA test in early 2023. My mom got it for me so I could have a little more knowledge about my origins. We never knew who my father was. A few weeks later, the results came in while I was on the phone with my mom. A man popped up with a 100% parent match. Turns out I've been a mirror image of him my whole life. My mom couldn't believe it was the guy she had a one-night stand with. I reached out to him, no response. I did a little Google search and found a LinkedIn profile that matched the name and general background, but there was no photo, so I couldn't confirm it was him. Using the location info, I searched his name and city on Facebook. I found him. I looked through his photos and saw the transformation from when he met my mom to now. Honestly, quite a change. I also found out I had an older sister by 2 years, a younger sister by 10, and a younger brother by 20. I reached out to him there, again, no response. Eventually, I got in touch with my older sister. We had a few video calls, and I got to meet my nieces and nephews. She even got our father to respond to me on Ancestry. He sent me a short message, giving some background and an apology about how I came into the world, not being from a relationship and all that. But then, the next day after I replied, he blocked me everywhere. I told my sister, and she said to give him time. That was in March. Since then, she's gone silent too. My mother and father met in the military. She told him she was pregnant as soon as she found out. He suspected I might be his and gave her a fake last name before immediately switching duty stations. She never saw him again. At the time, she was also dating another man, so there was uncertainty about who the father was. My biological father joined Ancestry to learn more about his own background. His past is also complicated, but he's effectively cut me off from his side of the family. On top of being someone who runs from responsibility, he's also a hypocrite. I did find out he has a sister who lives in California. I reached out to her and she blocked me too, without saying a word. I also saw her on Ancestry, but she never responded. Initially, all of this hurt. No matter how old you are, being rejected by a parent still stings. That said, I'm at peace with the knowledge I've gained, and I'm content with the family I do have. Story 41. My mom, who's 60 now, found out through 23 and me about 5 or 6 years ago that her father wasn't her biological father. She got in touch with her real father, and supposedly he's a great guy. They've built a relationship, which is nice for her, but I've hardly seen her since they met. We used to be really close. We don't have much family aside from each other, but now she spends all her time with him. My daughter barely even knows who she is, having only seen her maybe 3 or 4 times in her life. Even now, Christmas just passed, and we didn't see her. We didn't see her last Christmas either. She faked being sick, which has become a pretty regular thing with her now. After I rescheduled our time together for New Year's weekend, she just ghosted me. I'm happy for her, especially because the man she always believed to be her father was not a good person. But my own father was terrible too. He was an abusive drug addict who left when I was 14, and he's definitely my biological father. I don't get a do-over. She's also developed relationships with new siblings from her biological father's side, people she had never met before. She spends a lot of time with them too. Basically, I lost my mom to the new family she discovered through 23andMe. Story 42. Not a horror story, but definitely interesting. We already knew this beforehand, but it's still worth sharing. My grandfather ran away from the state of Pennsylvania because he had murdered someone. We never learned if it was self-defense or something else. We also don't know whether he left before being arrested or escaped from prison. There are no records of it since it happened in the late 1800s. We did know he had a family in Pennsylvania, but that was all. He moved to a western state and married my grandmother, who was 30 years younger than him. They had 8 kids. My mom was the youngest, and her dad died when she was about 12, around 1940. Years later, I took a DNA test, about a decade after my mom passed, and I was contacted by someone from my grandfather's first family, still living in Pennsylvania. It was one of my cousins, much older than me. She had gotten a copy of my grandfather's death certificate, and since he had left Pennsylvania when she was just an infant, she wanted to know what he had been like. She asked me a ton of questions, what he looked like, what foods he liked, anything I could share. She was quite aggressive about it and mentioned how his disappearance had destroyed her grandmother. She said the children from his first family were still angry. I guess I understand the anger, but I had nothing to do with any of it. Maybe they needed someone to direct that anger toward, and I was the one who answered the message. And considering my year of birth was visible on my profile, she should have realized that he died 20 years before I was even born. Story 43. I won't say this is much of a horror story, but it's definitely unusual. I took a DNA test about 10 years ago. After getting the results, I uploaded the data to another site. I'm from the US, but I've been working overseas in Montenegro. Funny enough, Montenegro doesn't extradite to the US. About a year ago, 2 detectives showed up at my parents' house, saying they had used the DNA results to identify a close relative of mine as being involved in an unsolved assault case from the 1990s. After my mom explained that I wasn't around at the time, they asked if a male from either her side or my dad's side would be willing to take a test to help narrow things down. Here's what I know for sure. I didn't commit any crimes in the 90s. And honestly, I don't believe anyone in my family would have done something like that either. But what I suspect is that the case wasn't actually about assault. It was a murder case. If the police show up asking about an old assault, people are more likely to cooperate. If they say murder, people get scared and clam up. Even though I doubt anyone in my family is guilty of something like that, murder is a different beast altogether. Also, I work for the federal government overseas. If I were really the person they were after, I think it would be pretty easy to bring me back. I'm not saying I did anything, but those who lived through the 90s know how chaotic those times could be.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.